Myth number four, since I'm baptized, I'm saved. What's the story about this myth?
This is a dynamite statement. Since I'm baptized, I'm saved. I guess before I get into it, I would want to know the context of the person who makes the statement. Are we talking here about someone who is arrogant, prideful in their sin? Or am I talking here about someone who has been troubled by their sin and comforted with the good news of baptism? See, baptism cannot be made to be any less than what it is, but we have to make sure we don't make it into anything more. We can't make it into a magic wand that's going to solve all your problems. It is, as we said before, God's means of grace, one of those three tracks along which the Holy Spirit runs his gospel train. But it is not the station that receives the cargo. We need faith to receive what God gives in baptism. Jesus says in Mark 16, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned.
Now, it sounds as though that passage really speaks to the question, but what precisely is he saying there?
Well, it's unbelief that Jesus says condemns. In the second half of the statement, he makes no reference to baptism at all. It is unbelief and unbelief alone that condemns. See, Christ has done it all. The one who has been baptized and receives it in faith is saved. The one who does not believe, baptized or not, is condemned.
Why is that important?
Baptism should never become, in our minds, some sort of magical thing, some sort of spiritual inoculation that takes the place of faith or continuing in faith. In fact, it would be most unfaithful to our baptism if we were to lose our faith in the Christ who is brought to us in baptism. We should never take false comfort, therefore, in thinking like about Uncle Joe, who never comes to church. Well, you know, he doesn't seem to have much use for the church and not much use for the Lord, but at least he's baptized. That's false comfort.
We have a mutual friend, Ken, Pastor Tom Baker, who often makes the analogy with adoption, that adoption is so whether or not the child realizes it or whether or not the child assents to it or whether or not the child agrees with it.
Uh-huh.
However, there comes a point in this child's life when he could go to court and have the adoption rescinded in some way. He could go and contest it in some way. I don't know why he would, but he would. Is that a rough analogy to someone who says, to someone who's been baptized, and then, as you say, being unfaithful to baptism makes shipwreck of their faith in Christ?
Yeah, you can walk away from your baptism. God doesn't force his gift on you. The gifts he gives in baptism or the gifts he gives in his word and in the Lord's Supper, you can walk away from it. But then don't take any false comfort in the baptism itself.
What about true comfort in baptism?
Well, for the troubled sinner, baptism is a great assurance. This is why I asked about the context. You know, who is saying, since I'm baptized, I'm saved? And in what context are they saying it? Luther, for example, took great comfort in his baptism, and it was on the basis of the kinds of passages we've been talking about. Baptism now saves us. We are saved by the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit. Whenever Luther had moments of doubt and test and temptation where it was very, very tempting for him to think that no one loved him, even God himself, he could say, but I am baptized and God has committed himself to me. And of course, one of the great things about baptism is that individual attention. You are the one being baptized at that time. There's nobody else, except in rare instances, I suppose. But you're the one, and all the attention is going on you. That's a tremendously comforting thing for us to be able to think about. So it really comes down to a question of law and gospel, doesn't it? If I'm a secure and prideful sinner who needs the law, then I need to hear the law and not receive some false comfort at that point. But if I'm really laboring under the law, heavy laden, then I need to receive Jesus' yoke that is easy and his burden that is light, and all the world's weight is taken off of my shoulders when he says, you are baptized.